bright red stoplight. Two police cars were idling in front of the wrought iron gates. Warning signs in yellow and black made it clear that it was an area designated for military exercises. It was late in the afternoon, and already about as dark as it would be at night. A man came sauntering up to the gate. He was wearing a cap with the Red Cross logo. The brim concealed most of his face. He unzipped his thick coat, which revealed a bright red vest underneath. He smiled and showed an ID to a police officer, who rolled down the window in the police car and nodded to the man that he was allowed to proceed.
"Where is the health exam?"
a woman named Mona asked in English. She was wearing a long garment and headscarf. Her face was pale.
"Over in the barracks, right when you walk outside the main building,"
a staff member in the detention centre replied with a kind smile. She checked her wristwatch.
"I hope the doctor will still be there. Time slot for evening checks is over, but they usually work a bit late."
Mona struggled to get out of her chair. A searing pain shot through her abdomen, and she had to sit back down.
"Wait a moment, I'll walk you over there. Can I get you something cold to drink?"
Mona nodded, and another cramp thumped inside her, like a fist being punched straight through. The staff member returned with a bottle of water and unscrewed the cap. Mona took a sip. She managed to stand up. They slowly walked down a corridor with a shiny floor, and soon the staff member opened the front door, making Mona's headscarf flutter in the wind.
"It's not very far," she assured her.
They went across a narrow, paved road, and the staff member opened a glass door leading into a waiting room.
"You can wait here. I'll just check if he's still in, and if he has the time to examine you. Otherwise, we'll have to call a civilian doctor from the outside."
"Thank you," Mona whispered, and went inside the waiting room to sit down. She was feeling dizzy now. Soon after, the staff member returned and told her that the doctor would be able to see her in 15 minutes. The waiting room was small, and it smelt a bit musty. Her pains weren't as severe now, but they tended to come and go in unpredictable waves. She stood up and went into the bathroom, where she rinsed her face with cold water, dabbed the skin with a greyish paper napkin, and straightened her headscarf. Her eyes were big and dark. Black lines seemed to have been etched permanently underneath them. Her face was still pretty, but the passage up through Europe had left its marks on her. Glimpses of the journey surfaced in her mind. She remembered the claustrophobia of being stuck in the cargo hold of a cramped fishing boat. When they finally made it to shore, there were several dead bodies on the beach, washed up like colourful fish. The next stage of the passage was in a sealed lorry, which had been used to transport pigs, as if human beings were no better than that. They hadn't even bothered to clean inside the lorry, and it had been full of the excrement of what was already a filthy animal as it was. The pains in her abdomen had started in Germany and gotten bad enough that she was almost losing her mind. She had been travelling with her cousin Hassan and his young son. They had been separated in Germany. Women and men were not allowed to travel together, the human traffickers had decided. The wish for a new and better future had fragmented in a single second. Her cousin was supposed to help her boyfriend come to Denmark. He had the proper connections and would be able to secure the huge amount of money they demanded. The image of her boyfriend, Aylan, with his long and curved eyelashes, flashed before her eyes. An emotional pain was growing just as bad as the physical one in her abdomen, and she bent forward for a moment. When she got back to the waiting room, she shivered. Someone had opened a window, and the crisp smell of frost hit her like a wall of ice. Denmark was as cold as a refrigerator. She couldn't fathom how anyone could cope with the cold and the darkness.
"Come in,"
she heard from the door into the doctor's office. A man greeted her with a smile in the door. He had a stethoscope hanging casually around.